You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today on the Cooligans, we are talking about some of the surprises at the MLS's back tournament, some of the drama of, you know, maybe some former guests getting kicked out of their seats at the NWSL Challenge Cup, okay?
So that's right.
Something we're a little bit proud of, okay?
That's right. Speaking of NWSL Challenge Cup, we're also going to have Ashley Sanchez of your Washington Spirit right here on this show. That and more today on the
Cooligans!
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris
and Allie Krieger, and you are listening to our best friends and favorite comedians,
the Cooligans, bitch.
Yeah, baby!
I just hit the crash right there, baby.
We gotta get you I'm gonna lose my Latino card. What was the dude's name, the drummer from Puerto Rico?
Tito Puente.
He had that little cowbell on the top. We gotta get you one of those. Well, I'm doing yeah, baby.
Okay, I'm a full-fledged timbalero. Okay. Y'all better recognize.
You know people are Googling right now, timbalero. Like, am I allowed to say this at work?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
All right, we are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show on television.
Yup, yup.
Fubo Television.
Yo, get it. The best deal, the best deal on the internet right now, son. Also, it's not just the funniest. I mean, we are that. Everybody knows that. Right now, you're wondering, Alexis, what are you going to say? What are you possibly going to say that you also are? I don't know. Possibly the gulliest?
Oh, okay, wow. You know what, Alexis? Yeah. I didn't see that one coming.
Dog, I don't think anybody did. They were too busy looking up Timbalero, and they were like, oh, it just so happens to be the gulliest as well.
Wow, a curveball at the top of the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're excited about today's show. We're going to be joined by Ashley Sanchez of the Washington Spirit.
Yeah, dude. What, fourth pick in the draft? Top pick on the show today.
Okay. The number one NWSL draft pick on the Cooligans board.
We traded up.
So we're excited about today's show, but obviously a lot going on in the world of American soccer. You know, we have the MLS's back tournament is wrapping up and getting into their knockout rounds. NWSL Challenge Cup is the final is coming up this Sunday. So I mean, some of the games in both of these tournaments have been pretty wild. I think, you know, when all the European leagues started back up, we were like, yeah, soccer's back. We can watch sports and all this other stuff. But now, because these particular tournaments have added, the European leagues are just their regular seasons that are coming back. But these
ain't nothing special about that.
Nothing special. Unimpressed, all right? To be honest.
What, y'all doing the same thing? Okay. Do you know what year it is, my guy?
Okay. In this
economy? I had to bleach a cheeseburger, my dude. Times is different, okay? All right? And you just doing the same old thing? We don't need your 120-year-old competition. We started something new out here. All right. And what did we name it? The most obvious name possible.
your competition got crow's feet, my dude. I don't know what to tell you.
In fact, I don't know if you know what's happening, but a lot of seniors say things that are old are at risk right now with dying, much like your league, my dude. Your nursing home leagues is dead. I got to be honest, though. If all jokes aside, MLS is back and NWSL Challenge Cup have been wildly exciting to watch.
They have been.
Maybe it's because no one knows what the hell's going to happen at any given moment.
I mean, it feels like a World Cup, right? I mean, the tournaments themselves are kind of similar to that style.
I got an idea. Now that you said that, right? World Series is just American teams in baseball, right? Mm-hmm. We call it the World Series because why not? Yo, MLS World Cup, right?
Okay.
The hat?
The hat.
They should have just named it that.
Yes. The bootlegger selling that hat actually was Dan Quartermanch.
He saw it from the future, dog. He was like, yo, I got a wild plan. And I think that name, MLS World Cup, only lost out to MLS's back, yes. Which is...
neck and neck.
Not a great name, but sometimes when you're in one of those big conferences, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Not the best idea sneaks through, you
correct.
Know?
So look, the games have been great. Actually, I do want to make sure I get to, we haven't done this in a while. We have a podcast review, obviously. This is a TV show,
but
we do have this. You can also listen to this. A lot of people very much do, and we appreciate reviews on iTunes specifically.
And don't deny our fans the way you used to bring it in. What are we doing? We're showing love to the people who show love.
Correct. All right. And you show love by giving us 5 stars. If you don't give us 5 stars, that's not showing love. Okay.
No. If not, then you got to give us $5. You know?
Okay. One or the other. You can't have both.
Again, Cooligan's OnlyFans. Please don't. Let's never stop.
But we got this a great review from a friend, a familiar person, Colo Blanco.
Wait a minute. Colo Blanco has taken this long to leave us a review?
Apparently.
Now I'm mad. Now, I'm not happy anymore. Now I'm mad.
He acknowledges it immediately. So if you don't know the name Colo Blanco, that is our mod on Twitch. We also been doing a lot of stuff on Twitch. So twitch.tv/soccercooling, get on there. But Colo's been great in helping us kind of navigate.
I don't even know what a mod means. What do we? We gotta send him a copy of our social security card. What happens?
a moderator, a chat moderator. That's what it is.
Okay.
So
he helps us out a ton, though.
Colo Blanco, he says the subject is more than a podcast, YouTube, Twitch, TV show. Okay, so he says, this is long overdue, but better late than never. This duo helps me and all the listeners see the game we love in a comedic way without all the details. I love those details, but being able to sit back and laugh at the things we love about the game, whether it be Alexis's self-hate / love screaming for Arsenal or Christian die on his hill of Everton mediocrity, Yerry Mina aside, I listen to too many podcasts, but this has me better. Laughing to things I shouldn't laugh at, watch or listen to all their content. Thank you so much.
That's dope. Colo Blanco.
Amazing. We appreciate the support. So make sure if you use iTunes or if you don't use iTunes, get on Apple iTunes and then Apple Podcasts and leave a review. So thank you again for that. All right. So let's start real quick, and we'll talk more after the break as well. But the MLS is back tournament. Some of these games have been nuts. All right. First, couple surprises, at least for me. I was taken aback. What's up with Kyrie Shelton absolutely bodying this tournament, okay?
Yo, Kyrie heard what y'all been saying for about 4 or 5 years now. He was like, time's up, chomp, chomp.
Yes.
He took the chomp, chomp for his...
Chomp, chomp was a very Twitch inside joke about, you know, some of my healthy snacks. But it converted.
It became healthy snacks to like I don't know, we called it out for everything. And Kyrie must have heard that, and he was like, I got this.
Yeah. Look, MLS players are definitely, you know, inside the bubble watching, you know, premium Cooligans content. And they're like, you know what? I'm gonna take this because I like this.
Leave a review, Kyrie. What you doing? 5 stars, my G. Hit the subscribe button.
He posts a picture on Instagram and the caption says, chomp, chomp. And I'm like,
That's
our thing. I mean, just give credit where credit is due. We invented chomp chomp.
Jeez. Just tag us in the photo is all we're saying. Just tag us.
Okay.
This has been a wild amount of tournaments that we've been watching, which is great, right? Like, we want the incredible excitement. We have friends, a mutual friend, Alex Pavone, who's just a Serie A fan, doesn't really follow any other leagues, doesn't care for the Premier League as much, has been telling us just how incredible the MLS is back tournament has been, which has got to make you feel good. And he's been mainly watching LAFC, which has looked insane good, and they just look super deep. Same city, different team, different situation.
Yes.
LA Galaxy having a rough one. It seems like every match there's a new memeable moment of GBS just sitting there with his eyes just kind of staring off into the yonder, being like,
what did
I wonder what they're
for?
Doing in Argentina.
Yeah. Look, it's unfortunate. Look, I don't think a lot of people expected that much from the LA Galaxy when it came to, you know, this tournament. But boy, obviously a 6-2 result in you know, when we saw the group stage, when as soon as we saw the groups, you know, when MLS had the whole event,
yeah,
we saw, you know, we saw they were going to be in the group together. At the very least, we knew it was going to be entertaining. But once, you know, the going through quarantine and you know, seeing how Chicharito started the season. Mm-hmm. You kind of expected, all right, this is not going to go too well for the LA Galaxy. But and even in that match,
but there was the hope that maybe they would pull it together.
Yeah,
at least for El Tráfico, right?
Yeah, and well, they scored first, which was nice, right?
Right.
Obviously, it was an own goal.
Seems like they just upset AFC.
No, but look, there are some severe problems when it comes to LA Galaxy and how they're going to defend. They do not have things figured out, I don't know whether it starts, you know, just up front and everybody is not like locked in with the same vision of how they're gonna play against some teams.
But their back line is also an issue. I mean,
it's bad.
There's it doesn't seem. And maybe it could be as simple, and I'd hate to say this, because bringing in someone like GBS, right, is like a huge deal, right? Played in MLS, was a legend with Columbus. Yeah, you know, has been coaching in Mexico. Just like there's so many things. This is the type of person you want to bring in. It almost seemed a bit like a coup to bring him in, right? They got Pavon. They got, you know, him. It's like, you know, oh, LA Galaxy just, you know, even though LAFC seems to be kind of getting a lot of the buzz in LA, seems like LA Galaxy was not slowing down. They're like, we're going to keep being the Galaxy. We're going to be the Galaxicos. You know what I mean? And it's got to be his fault, right? Like that this... It just seems like none of the ingredients are being used correctly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're browning the vegetables and steaming the meat. And you're like, no.
You know? Well, you know what? This actually sounds pretty good. I'm actually interested in this meal.
Well, there's food involved. I'm surprised you're even interested. Sorry, they're grounding the chia seeds. Christian, am I getting you yet? You know?
Okay. This sounds like brunch, bro. What
are you- Damn. Why are you talking so sexy, Alexis? I look at it. If you're a Galaxy fan, where do you lay the blame? They actually looked better without Chicharito, and they still lost 6-2. Like, Chicharito is just not being used correctly. They're sending in crosses to him. What is he, 5'10"? 6", like 5'9"?
Yeah, I mean, he's not the tallest dude in the world, but he's not particularly short.
But yeah, that's not the guy you think of for crosses. That's the slot time.
But he has scored a lot of goals in that exact fashion. Chicharito has his own problems.
Not
right?
In MLS.
In the first match, I forgot who the first match was against exactly. Was it Portland? Yeah, Portland.
Yeah.
How many incredible chances did he have with his feet that he just did not get on frame?
Little bit of rust, though. How long has it been since he actually fully played a game? Like, West Ham wasn't really using him.
When's the last time he actually, like, looked in form? It hasn't been since, like, yeah, Bayer Leverkusen. It's been a long time. He has some severe, I don't know if it's confidence issues or whatever, but it was happening before he even got to Major League Soccer. So
so who do you blame? Do you blame Chicharito or do you blame Guillermo Barros Caloto?
I blame the LA Galaxy as an institution.
You blame the badge.
Because even
you blame the fans.
Before GBS, they were having the same exact problems, and the fact that they haven't addressed those defensive issues, whether it is their center backs, whether it is Perry Kitchen, their midfield, they were defensively sort of at their best, the last time they looked good defensively was when Jermaine Jones was there. And yeah, well, you maybe you need another Jermaine Jones. I mean, you need a guy like that.
Maybe you just need Jermaine Jones. Okay. I mean, homie's not doing nothing, right?
Okay, he's not playing indoor soccer anymore. Let him just go.
No, he built a chicken coop in his backyard. The guy's got time.
Okay.
Bring him in.
Yeah, he's out there just reconnecting with the earth and the soil. All right.
Just becoming a hippie. This dude got a chicken coop. Like, yo, bring him in. Fly him to Orlando. Let's go. Set up the private jet. Get the PJ popping. But you need something. And Chicharito went home. He went back to L.A. because he pulled up, I think it was a hamstring?
A calf injury. Yeah. So calf injury. So he ended up leaving. I believe his wife is pregnant, if I'm not mistaken. He left early. Look, he ain't missing out much. Even if he was there, it would probably yield the same exact result.
Got to be honest, you probably shouldn't even have come. You know what I mean? I feel bad, too, because LA Galaxy fans are, you know, a great set of fans. They clearly want something. You know, it's tough when you see another team in your city getting a ton of buzz and have a lot of excitement and playing well, and then losing to that team 6-2 is just rough, you know?
Yeah, bro. They you would think the sense of urgency is much higher. Now they can't be getting embarrassed in these games. It's understandable. Losing 2-1 to Portland is not the same.
That happens.
It happens.
Nah.
Six to two. Is again, they're gonna never let them forget this. It's just not, it's not a good look. All right,
hey, at least you're not Miami, which has lost the first 5 games, the worst start of any MLS franchise history, which is
you hate to see it.
Yo, cafecitos, you need something.
let's talk real quick about I want to talk about the NWSL Challenge Cup, but I want to just this also news that just came in about the Ballon d'Or. The Ballon d'Or will not be awarded this year. It has been canceled. The whole ceremony, the whole weird, you know, we won't have the moment of like Sergio Ramos rubbing Mohamed Salah's shoulder or whatever, you know? Yeah. The awkwardness. Just like,
remember when I almost pulled this thing out of its socket? Okay. Let me caress it.
I
now.
Just wanted to touch it one last time.
Or what was it? What was the first woman to win the Ballon d'Or got disrespected, right? Or the last woman. What was her name? I can't remember. Like the guy was like...
I forgot her name.
Pronounce it. But like the guy was like, wow, women playing soccer. She's wild disrespectful.
Yeah, so we won't have those crazy moments on Twitter to talk about. But this is...
obviously, Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi got together and realized neither one of them are going to win it this year.
Yeah.
So they're the ones who actually pulled the plug. They're like, we can't let Lewandowski win one.
Yeah, so
I know people were saying KDB. I doubt KDB would have won one.
I doubt as well. We had this conversation a bit before, but for me it was like I could see like Sadio Mane, someone from Liverpool. Lewandowski has been unbelievable this season. You could understand that. Obviously, what league you play in factors in it to some degree.
To some degree, for sure.
Yeah, but it's unfortunate because I think a lot of people thought Robert Lewandowski would win it. And
I think one of those people was Robert Lewandowski. You know what I mean? Homie was like, what? Y'all canceling it? But y'all still sending it to me though, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I don't feel too bad because it's like when it comes to awards for athletes, I'm like, you already, the award is the millions of dollars you are being paid. How badly do you need this trophy?
Yeah, but you know what? When you look at a player's legacy, there's always like Messi, did he win a World Cup? Maradona, right? It's like, yeah. There's a lot of things that you start to compare players. Where will Robert Lewandowski finish his career legacy-wise?
Frankly,
a Ballon d'Or changes
frankly,
that.
Frankly, I would prefer a thick-ass bank account over over a trophy.
I can't hear you disrespecting my legacy because of my cash machine, all right?
It is quite loud, all right? All right?
Yeah.
So
that's my legacy right there.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with that. All right, so it's unfortunate, but it is what it is. All right, obviously a strange year. So let's talk a little bit about the NWSL Challenge Cup. The final will be happening this Sunday, July 26th. Obviously, we are recording this before the semifinal matches, so we don't know who is going to be in the final just yet. Right. But we should at least talk about.
We know again, it ain't NC Courage.
Courage have been. Yes, they were eliminated, so we should at least talk on that a little bit. This tournament, the NWSL Challenge Cup, was, you know, we've mentioned this before. before, it is everybody was like, anybody but the Courage, right? That's who they're rooting for.
It looked like it was going to be, it wouldn't matter. It looked like it was going to be NC Courage just streaking straight through undefeated.
Yeah, and but no, the Portland Thorns right there knocked them out with one goal from Morgan Weaver. Look, they did the work. Obviously, playing these two teams have seen each other in finals in the past, and they played each other already in the tournament. They are, you know, I think you play a team a certain amount of times, you can kind of figure them out. But in this scenario, the Thorns just did what they had to do. They did enough, and to get the goal was huge, especially because a lot of these knockout rounds, they've been going to penalties. I mean, we've seen
it's been one after another. It seems like everyone's just parking the bus. They're like, the ball's just staying in the middle of the field. They're like, no, you try. No, you go. All right, well, when you go, we'll stay back here, you know?
Yeah, I mean, what you're seeing I wouldn't say, you know, because some people aren't happy with penalties. I know we saw during one of the post-game interviews the coverage, Allie Wagner was just saying, she was like, she hates penalties. She just wish it could go, you know, extra time and all this stuff. But obviously playing in like 90 degree heat
especially after coming back from a big break. It's like,
exactly. It's not chill, not the best scenario.
I almost said chillax. Whoa. Where did that come from?
Okay. All right, stoner from the late 90s.
All right. Damn, yo. I saw Encino Man the other day. Should I not have watched it late at night? Whoa.
I'm just looking up just some of the results as far as the penalty. The Washington Spirit, Ashley Sanchez, we'll talk to her about this, but they obviously went to penalties. And we got to give a shout out to Sky Blue. Sky Blue FC, who people probably didn't, a rebuilding year. They didn't really expect too much from, but this tournament.
Mallory Pugh, their big name, is not in it because she's injured. Yeah. So everyone's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Scott Blue was like, just let us get in a knockout round. Just a dude from Jersey was like, I got one punch in me, baby.
Yeah. Sky Blue, they obviously went in penalties. Obviously, friend of the show, Kaylin Sheridan, goalkeeper.
She was incredible.
Not only did she have some incredible saves, but she did her job in penalties. And Sky Blue has been a bright sort of spot in this tournament of like teams that really turn things around, right? You know, like we see the Chicago.
Well, think about where they were 2 years ago, or even at the draft. I mean, to where Elise LaHue, just what a magic. I mean, everyone top down, but obviously it starts from the top. But that was just been incredible what she's been able to do.
Elise LaHue getting sent off the pitch, and she had to go in the stands because apparently she was arguing.
No, they moved her because she was swearing too much. She wasn't allowed to be like in the player section. She had to go because she was swearing too much. She got Jersey just enough.
Do you want to say the Cooligans influence a little bit?
Yet another chomp chomp. You know what I mean?
Incredible. So shout to Elise. All right. Free Elise. I'm going to get my t-shirts made. Yeah. All right, everybody. All right,
free Elise.
We will be back with Ashley Sanchez of the Washington Spirit. So come right back.
Everybody, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We want to bring with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you.
That's right. You being Gully Squad. Thank you.
You right now listening.
you've contributed to this marketing campaign.
That's right. Thank you so much. And if you're listening and you're not in Gully Squad, I'm not going to say it's not thanks to you. I think you already know that. But you can. This can be thanks to you. All you got to do is join Gully Squad. It's mad simple. You know what I mean? Because what happens is you join Gully Squad, and guess what happens? We show up at your house. We said, we don't care about the quarantine. You know what I mean? We show up at your house and we say, yo, thank you. And then that's it. We leave. It's very odd.
Yeah. We break lockdown rules. That's how committed to you we are.
Uh-huh. Right? Where you live in Europe? Be there in a few hours, my guy.
Okay. Yo, Boris, open up the borders.
Yo, Latvia? All right. I might have to use points, but we're going to get there.
Okay. We're un-Brexiting right now.
We've decided. We're here. What's good? Is this Europe or not? Yeah.
So, yes, join Gully Squad. Obviously, there's a lot of awesome perks and privileges. Obviously, we have a
I like the hesitation you put on perks, man. Even I was like, ooh, what do we got?
You can obviously the our Slack channel, our birthday parties, dope Zoom hangouts. It has it all. So
yeah, and pins and pop sockets and cool stuff. It's just one of those things like, yo, you're supporting us. It doesn't matter the level. You're gonna get some dope perks. You're gonna get a chance at exclusive content. You're gonna get a chance to hang out, chat with us. And yo, like the Slack channel, it's almost like just a big group chat. There's like people sharing food to do on the road once we get back on the road. People sharing pictures of the food they're cooking while they're on quarantine. People sharing pictures of pizza and I'm roasting it. We do other stuff than food, don't we, Christian?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, look, there's people sharing music that they enjoy. It's its own community of soccer fans that appreciate comedy and appreciate other things in life that they can share with each other. And it's really growing into something that's organic, that is not really about Christian and Alexis, and it's beautiful to see. So
I know it's bothering me. It should constantly be about us, but also they get a chance to be a part of the show. When we have guests, we ask them, what questions should we ask? When we say those are Gully Squad questions, yo, those are questions directly from that Slack channel from Gully Squad. So if you're a member of the Gully Squad and you're not in the Slack channel, get on that. What are you doing? There's exactly. Not a lot of you. There's like a few of you that
there's
haven't.
There's a few. There's almost like, I think maybe 30 or 40 people that are not in the Slack channel.
What a handful of people. Come on, get in here.
Get in there. So yeah, again, go to soccercooligans.com, click on the Join Gully Squad button, and get on board, man, because you're missing out.
Hell yeah. Soccercooligans.com/Gully Squad. All right, baby, we're back on the Cooligans Living Room FC, and finally our guest is here. And this is exciting, right? Because we've been talking about just how exciting the NWSL Challenge Cup has been. All right?
Correct.
And with all the new players coming into the league, I mean, there's so much excitement around it. And I think none bigger than this one, all right? Because she comes in, she's starting to body teams. It's absolutely amazing. And they traded a huge superstar for her. So you got to, I mean, the pressure is insane just for this interview. Never mind. I mean, she's probably prepared for this, right? Ladies and gentlemen, unless you're driving, put your hands together for the one, the only of your Washington spirit, Ashley Sanchez.
Ashley, what's up? Ashley, thank you so much for joining us. I know it's these are not always the best situations and conditions. I mean, we had you scheduled on the show before the results of your knockout round match.
Which goes to show how much we believe in you. You know what I mean?
Look, I'm curious. We should get that out of the way first, right? So how did you feel about your match and just your feeling about the NWSL Challenge Cup overall, because I know this was your first time getting to play in front of with your teammates and in competitive play. So what was that like for you?
I mean, it was exciting. I was happy that we were able to get some games in. We had been training hard with so much uncertainty for a couple months, so it was nice to like have all that practice go into game form. Obviously the result wasn't the greatest and we had higher hopes, but I'm happy that we were able to get some games in.
I mean, your background in soccer is pretty incredible. You were the captain of the U17 Women's World Cup team. Does that, being a captain, does that prepare you to come into a squad like the Washington Spirit, which has some incredible veterans on it and some big names? Does that sort of prepare you to just like slide in just a little bit easier into a squad like that, put you in a position where you think you can perform a little bit more, sort of be more prepared for something like this?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, playing on youth national teams, you get like a sort of professionalism. So I think going in, I was pretty confident. But the team is pretty young, so I think that made me definitely more comfortable.
Yeah, okay. For sure.
Yeah, yeah. Was there anything about the NWSL Challenge Cup that, you know, especially playing against these, players you've watched on television, was there anybody that, you know, they shoulder checked you and you're like, okay, this is the real deal. Was there anybody you were even at least not necessarily starstruck, but were like, okay, this is the difference between college and professional is right here?
I mean, I don't really get that way often, but I think watching Lindsey Horan play against us, I was like, holy crap. Like,
yeah, they're like, is this player of the year card FIFA? Is that what we're doing right now? Well, you say you don't get like that. What do you have, like a list of, like, you know, people who are superstars that you just want to body and just show off in front of? You're like, yo, I'm going to take lady out today. I'm going to take this one out tomorrow.
I'm more like, okay, I have to go at this person. I have to beat them. Like,
okay,
you know,
yeah, you say this with a tone in your voice that does not match the ferocity of what you just said. You know, you're like, who do I want to take out today? You know, it's like, it's such a juxtaposition.
Yeah, all of a sudden, she's like 2 foot tackling somebody. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. You know.
But, and then, and then, like, just being, I mean, we were in Baltimore for the draft and all that stuff. So what was that day like for you? And I know, like,
and how different is Baltimore from Southern California?
A bit of a change.
Yeah.
But it was the craziest day of my life. The amount of, like, trades that happened, I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
Like, oh, so you didn't know?
No.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I had literally zero idea. Like, I had talked to, like, New Jersey the day before. Like, it was just, I, like, going in that morning, I was like, okay, like, I'll probably go here. And then, like, I remember for 10 minutes straight, like, before it started, my agent was like, I have no idea what's happening right now. Like, I literally have no idea.
I picture them with, like, 4 cell phones. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. don't I pay just, you like, to figure out exactly what's going on?
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, I think you're going to the Liberty, which I know doesn't even play in NWSL. I really don't know what's happening.
Yeah. How good is your 3-pointer?
Yo, I'm making moves. All right.
Yeah, it's kind of like it could be a little jarring, I guess, you know, with all of that confusion. It did feel that way even from the outside. We're just seeing, like, you know, we were talking to, like, Elise LaHue from Sky Blue, and she's like, oh, she was like more stressed than probably you were, and
she was pacing around. Yeah. I think that was, like, feeding into me. So I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah,
she's one of those people that, like, if you talk to her while in those moments, she, like, looks up and she's like, uh-huh, but that's just acknowledging your presence. You could have been like, yo, your hair is on fire, and she's like, thank you, and walks away. Like, no, you need to take care of that, Miss LaHue. when you look at sort of becoming a professional now, you've done so much. What's the next big step for you? Is it to make an impact and get on the women's national team, on the senior team, like, or is your first focus an NWSL Cup? Like, where's your head at?
I mean, definitely getting into the women's national team. But I think I'm just trying to, like, get better and, you know, grow as I keep going. And hopefully there's more games to be played this year and I could keep growing off of, like, my experience at the Challenge Cup.
Yeah.
But everything is just kind of crazy. I don't really know what's going to happen.
Yeah. When you found out about the lockdown and, you know, obviously the fact that the season wasn't going to start as normal, how did you feel about your rookie season, and what did you kind of like? What were you going through mentally when that happened?
It sucks, obviously, but I mean, everyone has something that's affecting them. So I mean, it sucked being in Maryland for a week, and then we went to Florida for preseason, and we got stuck in Florida. So then that was a whole situation, and then we flew back, and then I've just been practicing with one of my roommates for 4 months, not even sure if we're gonna have a game. So yeah. I was like, this is a pretty crappy situation.
You better hope they're good, you know. You know, it's like, I mean, because you're gonna make me worse with your trash ass. You need to step your game up.
And I'm so curious about how, you know, specifically how you felt about the tournament. But we had a question from one of our fans, the Gully Squad, coming in with a great question. We were going to ask this anyway, but I want to give a credit to
he
Val.
Just took all the credit away from them. By the way, this was our question first. Well, go ahead,
because
fan.
We had to ask it, but obviously, yeah. But she asked, what was that, Val Paschal asked, what was the... that crazy flick, the back heel flick. I forgot who the game was against, but it was the back heel, the corner back heel flick, and then I believe the goal was from Paige Nielsen, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember who scored the goal.
Sam Staub.
Oh, Sam Staub. Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure. Yeah. So that went, like, you know, on Twitter, it was going viral. Everybody was just kind of lost their minds at the fact that, I mean, you had it was just crazy. A back heel flick off a corner, and then that led to a goal. How did that happen?
I, like, have no idea. I've gotten this question a couple times, and I'm like, I, like, don't know. I was just trying to, like, get it from going out of bounds, and we were losing. So I was like, might as well try to put it back in the mix, and then I touched it and I was like, okay, at least I, like, didn't miss the ball or didn't go out, you know? And then it, like, went back and I turned around and it was in the goal. And, like, I think it was, like, Klingenberg is, like, jumping and, like, headed it back into the goal because she was trying to save it. And I was like, holy shite.
Oh, you spent a summer in England? That was dope. Shite. Yeah. I mean, the first thing I thought about when you did that was, what buttons do you hit to do that on FIFA? I don't even think you can do that on FIFA. Like, that's how impressive that was.
I don't play FIFA. I win. Yeah,
because so the rumors on Twitter were that the corner was supposed to be on the ground. That's what I heard, but I don't know.
Oh, there's a whole conspiracy theory about this.
To go back post.
Okay, it did not.
I mean, it ended up at the back post somehow, right?
You know, all right. Look, we got it there. Forget how we got
it. It was funny because the next game, I think it was the next game when we played Houston. They put a person in front of me, and I was like, "I promise that's never happened. Like, you don't need to man mark me."
They're like, "Yeah, can we get the can we cover for the flea flicker that's about to happen here?"
We don't know. Like, I think Ashley does bicycle kicks regularly, so we better be careful.
Yeah, is it cool? They seem to be practicing this with her roommate for 4 months.
I think she's prepared. Yeah.
Wait, moments like that though, that has to. Does that? Do you think that helps sort of your standing in the league? Like, do you think that just attracts more defenders and you're like, damn, y'all, I was doing my thing and I got two on me?
Well, I mean, honestly, I felt like I had two people on me majority of the games I was playing. But I don't know. I feel like everyone was just like, oh, that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, like, respect. But
yeah,
I don't know.
No, how dope is that to know they got to double cover you, yo? That's so dope. They do that to me at pizza shops. You know what I mean?
After, I'm like, okay, I guess that's kind of cool. But mid-game, I'm like, why are you next to me?
Yeah.
There's two of you? Yeah.
We had another question from Ira Jersey. He asked about what made you forego your last year at UCLA and go into the draft?
I like to tell people I knew the pandemic was happening.
You saw it.
I just felt like this is what I've always wanted to do, and I had the opportunity to go, and I was just kind of putting all my eggs in one basket and just going for it. So
you actually talked a little bit about draft day. You know, Mallory Pugh, a huge name, right? Gets traded, and you're the piece that gets brought in, right? How does that feel to know, like, they traded away a superstar for you?
I mean, it's a good feeling, I guess. Yeah. I know my coach has a lot of confidence in me, so I think that helps me, and that's going to just elevate my game.
That's cool. You don't walk in and be like, where's Mal's locker room? She's mine now. No. Where's my masseuse go? Also, get me a masseuse.
Well, what one thing when we had Mal on the show, we were talking about a little bit about that transition from a college, obviously probably, you know, on campus, near your family, and then just being a professional soccer player, right, and living on your own. What has been the biggest transition as far as that is just like kind of being away from that thing that you normally are familiar with?
I mean, going to UCLA, I was 30 minutes away from home.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm like the farthest I could be like possible, so I mean that's hard. But I guess I don't really know how hard it is yet, because I mean the pandemic was just like some craziness that took forever. So I'm like, normally my parents would come and visit and go to games. So, I mean, it's been like just a challenge more so that like it's been so long since I've been able to see my family and they can't even come visit right now. Yeah. But I mean, I've been living on my own since freshman year. I didn't even live at the dorm. So
don't
I mean,
need it. I'm a superstar. Yeah.
I brought my masseuse to Utah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have a roommate, but I need space for all my soccer trophies. Because I'm the captain of the U.S. under-17 women's. Get out of my apartment. I don't know who you're yelling at in that scenario, by the way.
I love this picture we're painting of Ashley Sanchez.
It couldn't be further from the truth. Like a sweetheart. And we just got her as like a, you know, like a used car lot owner from Jersey.
Oh my goodness. So I don't even know if we should take a, I didn't hear if we should, I'm supposed to take a break or keep
yeah going. We have no idea what's happening.
We have more time. Another question we had that was this might require more time, but this is apparently something that was reported on. Somebody had mentioned this. So Douglas Reyes Aron, he asked, what's the funniest tantrum she caught herself in? And apparently this is the context was so Kim McCauley, who's a reporter, she was told about them in a presser, and Sanchez even has joked about tantrum. So is this a thing
you go off
that you go off or you that you get upset?
You're looking real confused right now. Is this a different Ashley Sanchez that got drafted?
Okay, I have no idea what that
means. So, and I'll mention Kim's tweet. She wrote, obviously the coach, Burke admits he yelled at Ashley Sanchez in training this week, and she didn't speak to him for 2 days. So
wait a minute. The scenario I painted might not be that far off, is all I'm saying.
Okay, first of all, one of the days was an off day, so I didn't even see him.
Okay.
So that doesn't count. But
did you not respond to a text? What happened?
Who is this reporter? I don't even know. But she failed to mention that, like, Richie said, like, such positive stuff after, and, like, only puts, like, the part where I had a tantrum or whatever. Yeah. I was like, really?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I had to quote tweet it because I was like, don't make me look bad.
You are pro now. You can say a million nice things. And that one thing like, well, you know, that one time she did fart. And that's the only thing that's going to make it. The whole article is about that.
This is the difference between being an amateur athlete and a professional athlete. Where you're scrutinized for every little thing that you do.
How dare you not talk to your coach on an off day?
He just exposes me. I'm like, keep it to yourself.
That's hilarious. Feed the news a little bit. You got to feed the news a little bit.
That was between you and I, okay? You ain't got to go telling everybody.
That's a us moment. Now get out of my apartment.
Oh my God.
Wow, I'm really upset about that.
the entire thing was sort of in this big bubble, right, in Utah, and that's got to be completely different from how you've experienced soccer in the past, especially being your rookie season. What was general life like? Was it at least fun being with everyone? Did it feel like a camp, maybe? You know, did you get to hang out on the swing? Everybody talking about the swing?
Oh, the playground, yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, we've been together nonstop for, like, months now. So, I mean, it was, like, a normal day. We're just, like, in this, like, enclosed environment, but it was fun for the first couple of days, like, because there was a lot of games there, like ping pong and stuff. But I mean, that even gets like old.
Yeah.
So it was like, we would go on walks for fun, like around the block and not like go near anyone. And I was like, okay, this is getting like really boring.
Yeah. So obviously when the games actually happened, you were like, all right, we could do something. So that must have been pretty nice.
Did you go see any other games? Did you see? Because I remember Rose Lavelle posted photos from being in the stands watching a different game. So was that all of, was the whole squad there, or was that just?
We went to a couple games. We had the option to like go to a game, but I mean, the games were so late. We would get back at like 10:30 because it was 30 minutes away, and it was just kind of a lot. But we did go on 4th of July as like a whole team because there was fireworks and stuff.
That's
pretty cool. It was fun.
Yeah, that was great, and it was looked awesome on television. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Rose Lavelle, who's been on the show before as well, she's awesome, and she's an unbelievable player. What is it like knowing that you can pass her the ball, and literally no one on earth will be able to take it away from her?
It's good when you're like under pressure and you have like no other option, and you're kind of throwing your hospital ball, and she's just gonna like go around. All right.
Yeah,
in training, yeah, that's got to be tough. Yeah. You're like, yo, just look bad once. Come on, I haven't talked to the coach in a few days. Come on, this will be good.
Yeah, is there anything you're getting to see her up close? Is anything you're learning about the professional game or just her game that is that maybe I don't know, just sets her apart? Or is there anything like you want to like pick her brain to try to get some of those abilities?
I'm more of like a visual learner, so I feel like I just like watch what she does and I'm trying to like implement that in any way I can.
Yeah,
I mean, we're like different players, so it's hard, but there's like little things that I see her do that I'm like, okay, I gotta try that, or I gotta be better at that, you know.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's she is really good at being able to hold the ball. She's amazing. It's sort of like, I'm sure you're just like, I'm going to run into this open space, and all of a sudden a ball hits you. You're like, I didn't know you were even passing it to me yet.
But she, like, I remember there was this one long ball that I was really wide, and she didn't even, like, wind up. And I remember I looked away to, like, look forward again, and I, like, looked back, and it was, like, at my foot. And I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, where, Harry Potter, do me a favor. Enough with the magic tricks. You got to let me. Can we get earpieces so we know when Rose is passing to us? Do you do the same thing, though? Like, when you see, like, a slight opening, but you're, like, 30 yards away from goal, do you ever think, like, yo, forget what we were supposed to do. I think I could pop it right here, top bins. Do you ever just want to do that?
I mean, yeah. I feel like in college, I would be like, oh, I'm doing that. But now I'm like, okay, more people are watching. I can't do that.
Okay. This is going to be a reporter. It's going to be very critical about my decisions.
Yeah, so she was disrespectful to the ball. I'm supposed to kick it. Why are they saying this about me?
Wow.
They don't like me, yo.
I did want to ask about the match against Sky Blue, and just the penalties, right? I mean, we've seen a lot of them so far in these knockout rounds. What was just watching those? Because it's nerve-wracking for us as fans. What was it like for you being a part of that game?
Well, I was on the side because I had just come out, and I remember I was like just standing there, and I was like, multiple times I was like, I think I'm gonna pass out. Like, I actually, like, genuinely, like, I felt like nothing was there anymore. Like, I was like, I could collapse at any moment. But I like closed my eyes during majority of them because I just couldn't even watch.
Yeah,
I can't imagine that pressure, because you're like, well, who cares which way they're going? Am I even gonna hit the frame, you know?
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah, the pressure is nuts, and obviously the final will be this the semifinals are this during the week, and then the final will be on Sunday. I know, as any competitor, it sucks to not be there, but I mean, what do you think you at least feel like you what experience you gained from this tournament that you feel like, and you know, and it was obviously different than just a regular season game. What did you feel you can take away from this?
I definitely feel like I got more comfortable with the speed of play, and I feel like each game I was getting better and like just understanding like the speed and like the thinking process of my teammates and just like building relationships. Obviously, if we had a regular season, that would just keep continuing to get better, but because it was so short, I mean, I'm just hoping that we can get some more games in.
Thank you so much, Ashley, for joining us. And actually, just very quickly, we just saw this news just a couple minutes ago, but the NWSL announced a Los Angeles team. Obviously,
Angel City FC, which is exciting. Angel City.
Quick reaction. What was your thoughts hearing that NWSL is coming to Los Angeles?
Well, I saw Mia Hamm post something yesterday. I was like, okay, I know what's happening.
Yeah.
And then I saw it this morning. I was like, okay, you could have done this a couple months ago.
Yeah, timing seems a bit off for you, right? Y'all could have been home this whole time. No, but it is exciting. Just another team for NWSL, mm-hmm. and especially with all the... Natalie Portman is one of the owners. Like, we got to get her on the show. You know, I'll do the interview by myself, Christian. No worries.
Yeah. All right. So, Ashley, thank you so much again for joining us. We really, really appreciate it. Is there anything you want to mention before we sign off?
Instagram, Ashley.Sanchez.
There it is.
Okay.
Put some respect on that dot.
Yes, make sure to follow Ashley. You're also great on Twitter as well, so I find that.
I barely started getting the Twitter hang of things, and now I'm like getting some likes.
Yeah.
You're doing
great.
We'll
retweet you a little bit. We'll help out.
We're doing great. All right, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in. Make sure you follow @SoccerCooligans on all social media. Follow @FuboSports and subscribe to the Fubo Sports YouTube channel if you'd like to see full episodes of our program. Ashley, thank you again. We appreciate your time. So let's end the show the way we always do. So for Ashley Sanchez, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!